Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket, joined now by Marcy Key, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jay volleyball team. Coach, getting set for another season. Last year you finished fourth place down at 1A Division II State, and you do lose two players that really played a lot for you on that team, and Claire Pastrovich and Avery Gates, who were seniors last year, but a pretty good nucleus coming back with Kara Eilert, Elle Eilert. Emily Eilert played for you last year. Your setter, Caitlin Strong, and then Lauren Dubert. So you've really got five or six players here that have gotten a lot of varsity experience in the past. How do you feel they're stepping into maybe some different leadership roles this year for you?
You know, Dusty, it's one of those things, every time that you start a new season, you just reshuffle your cards. And, we did lose a couple key players last year, but I think these girls are up for the challenge, and they're going to, step up and do the best that they can. We also, one that you didn't mention was Lydia Eilert, that played a lot last year as well as a libero. So I feel like we have a core group of girls coming back. They are taking on a few different roles, but I think with the leadership of our two seniors, and if they can stay positive out on the floor, and I think we'll do, we should be one of the top contenders in the league this year anyway.
Talk about those two seniors, Kara and Elle. What do they bring to the table for you? Not just, obviously they've got good physical ability, but what do you look from them out there on the court?
You know, one thing as leaders on the floor, the key thing is communication. And being the leader out there means that you have to put forth your best effort all the time. And if things aren't going the greatest for yourself or for the team, that's the time that I need the leaders to step up and say, you know what, we can do this. We need to regroup, we need to have positive attitudes, and we need to, do what we're good at. And out of leaders, these two girls can do that. One's more quiet than the other, but I think if they work together and they see the value of our team and the value of their role, I think they'll step up and they'll take on that role with great strides.
And we're talking with head coach Marcy Key, the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jay volleyball team. Another player that I want to talk to you about is Caitlin Strong, because you brought her in as a setter last year, and obviously she went through some ups and downs in her first year as a sophomore there. What do you say? Are you seeing a lot of improvement from her this year?
Yes, Caitlin she's actually a natural-born setter is what I call her. She has the skills. She's been to a lot of camps to prepare her. She reads her hitters well. She can put the ball wherever she needs to. She's dedicated. She wants to do good. The only thing is, we have to make sure that our passes have to be good to her. If we don't have good passes, and that setter has to work extra hard to get to the ball, that's a burden on anybody's team. So our passes are going to be key to her success. Right now we are playing with just one setter, and so a 5-1 offense, which is uncharacteristic for my team. And we did that at the end of the season last year, because she does have the skills and she can manage that. I think this year, with maturity and taking on a more leadership role and being positive and stepping up and doing what she does best, I think we'll be in good hands with Caitlin setting the ball.
I'm asking most coaches about this, because there's different rules for practices when you opened out the season this year. No two-a-days there during that first week, and some restrictions on the amount of time you can spend. Did that affect you guys in any way, do you think, heading into the season?
Dusty, I am not a coach that really dwells on the two-a-day practices. And the length of practices. I know what I need to have my girls do, and we work hard on those drills. And I am a firm believer, if you can't get things done in 2 hours of practice, then you're doing something wrong as a coach. So that's just my personal feeling. It did not affect us, because that's not my style, and that's not what I do. So as far as St. John's volleyball, nothing really has changed for us as far as the two-a-day practices.
You open out the season coming up today, as we're talking on Friday here, and you'll take an Osborne coming up this afternoon with some JV and varsity. Next Tuesday you play Rock Hills. Just kind of looking at these two opponents and maybe the league as a whole, how do you feel about where you're at and heading into the season?
you know, Dusty, the beginning of the season is always shaky ground because you never know what the other teams, how they've developed over the summer, you know, what kind of preparations they have done. You know, I need to focus on our team. I know that Rock Hills and Osborne at Summer League really did step up their game, and they looked a lot better than they have in the past. So, you know, you can't overlook anybody. I think, you know, when we start out a new season, everybody's on the even keel. So we have to play our style of ball. We have to make adjustments to where, you know, we're lacking or where our weaknesses are, and so that we can improve for the next competition. So I just feel that we will be, you know, this first couple matches will be a test for us. You know, what do we need to work on, and what do we need, how do we need to evaluate our weaknesses and improve on those as well. I'm ready for it. The girls are. It's time to get in motion. Once we start playing matches, you know, the season just flies by, and the girls are ready to go. So, you know, you always hope they're ready, and we'll see when we step out on the court.
Marcy Key, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jay volleyball team here on the Sports Ticket. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season today.
Thank you, Dusty.